This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Coffler. Republican State Senator Donna Campbell of New Braunfels is angry that a filibuster killed her annexation bill as the legislative session came to a close. Campbell is now calling on Governor Greg Abbott to include annexation in a special session. The filibuster that killed the annexation bill took place late Sunday night. State Senator Jose Menendez, a San Antonio Democrat, talked for more than 2 hours to run out the clock for passage of Senate Bill 715. The bill would have required a vote by property owners before they could be annexed into a city. Killing the bill was a top priority for the city of San Antonio, which argued that it needed the authority to annex areas near military bases like Camp Bullis to ensure development doesn't interfere with military operations. Menendez said protecting area bases is especially important because President Trump has called for another round of BRAC. That's the Base Closure and Realignment Commission. In other words, the president wants bases examined to see which ones should be closed.
Our bases could be in danger. And I mean, with 80,000 jobs on the line and a $49 billion impact to San Antonio, I couldn't sit idly by. I had to stand up for my community.
San Antonio area homeowners along the I-10 corridor claim they're being targeted for annexation not because they're near a military base, but because their upscale properties would provide taxable revenue for the city of San Antonio. Bill author, Republican Senator Donna Campbell of New Braunfels, says those homeowners have a right to vote on whether they should be annexed, which will increase their property taxes.
To take down that bill is to take down the voice of the people, the right of the people to vote. And who was the winner? Cities, urban planners, central planners.
Campbell says she's not done with this fight.
I would love to see the governor put that on special call.
She's asking Abbott to include the annexation bill in any special session he would call to finish business not addressed in the session that just ended. Shelley Coffler, Texas Public Radio News.